It said in the Mishnah that you should not use certain utensils to crack wood. And the reason is because these tools were usually used to make saddles. They actually, cardoim is typed by Rashi in French as a saddler's edge. It's like a type of a knife that they use to cut saddles, to make a saddle out of, they used to have a wood piece to it. And these things, these different tools were used as a uman, as a profession, as a carpenter use these tools, and therefore you're not allowed to use them to crack wood. It looks like you're doing work on yontif. So loy v'kardim. Amar Rav Chimna bar Shlami Yomshmei the Rav loy shonu el benakva shloy. Avazach v'shloy mutter. In Rav Chimna's town, these kardim, these axe, they had two ends. One end was a fat end, and the other end was a skinny end. So this whole halacha that you're not allowed to use a kardim to crack the wood, it's only benakva shloy. Only on the wider side. Because that's Dombi L'Malachas Uman, Rashi says. That's Dombi to professional work. But the sharp edge, you're allowed to use that to crack wood, mutter, because that doesn't look like a Kli Uman. So, Ramar's Kasha, Pshita, that's Pasha. Why? But Kupitstan says, I'm allowed to use a meat cleaver. Meat cleaver is sharp. And we're allowed to use it. So, of course, we're allowed to use the sharp end of the axe. So, Ramar says, and it's like this. That's because the Kupitz only has a sharp end. That's why it's mutter to use. Avakardoim. The kupitz, but a kardim that has a kupitz on the other side, it's one piece that has a kardim and a kupitz, Ema, you would say, maybe a gzeira. Migud haigis aser. Since this side is aser, haigis nami aser. Kamash v'lon, no, that it's fine, it's not a problem. V'ikid the ma'asi la sefa. Some agaris on a sefa. Send the sefa, that is a kupitz, el a kupitz. Om Rav Chinna bar Shlami, the Rav, like Rashi explains, in Rav Chinna's town, the kupitz had two edges, had a fat end and a skinny end. So loy shalom zachus loy. It's only mutter to use the cleaver on the sharp end. Avanakva shloy on the fatter end. Aser, it's aser. So the mar pshita pasuk aser. Loy v'kardim tnan says you can't use a kardim. Ma'od the time ahani mili kardim. Ava kupitz v'kardim. Ava kupitz has a kardim on the other side. Ema migud haigis shari. Since this side is mutter, maybe haigis nam shari. Other side is mutter. Kamash v'lon no. Kamash v'lon no. And so Rashi speaks out because in his town. That's how the kupitz looks. It comes out through Rashi. Both Lashonis say the same thing. You can't use the nakvas of the nakvas side and the kevah side of axe, and you can't use the kevah side of a kupitz. Either way, it's the same halacha. Just the nafkmina of the two Lashonis was what if a kardim was the thing that only had one type of end, and the kupitz had two type of edges. Mashenkin, the other man said, no, the kardim are two edges and the kupitz is only one edge. That's the only difference. But in halacha, it's the same thing. You can't use the nakvos shaloi, only the zachvos shaloi. Now, Taisus speaks out, the Ramasla Aval, or Persia of Taisus, the Enon Bekiyam Makardim. We don't know exactly what's a kardim, what's not. We are not allowed to crack wood only by hand. We're not allowed to crack wood with a wood chopper at all because we're not sure what's the right one to use. That's number one. Number two is, from the Rosh of Dagon Ram like that, that the only thing we're allowed to crack wood is if it's not possible to use it as firewood without cracking it. But if it doesn't fit in perfectly, but it works, it's also no het to crack the wood, because it's only het to azaych nefesh. If you don't need it mamish, then the halacha is, it's not mutter to crack the wood. Zok to Mishnah Vayta, new Mishnah.
It's only for wood.
What?
It's only for wood that you're using
For food, yeah. Fireplace. It's totally in the machlokes before, but Shammai Sila Pashtus is also mutter to Beis Hillel because we said that warming is oichel nefesh. That's what you're referring to. The Mishnah that says over here that oisa adam baduro meschamim kenegda. It's also why is that mutter? So we're in the Gemara because I know asaguf is also part of oichel nefesh. You're allowed to make a fire if you're cold to make a fire. It's also part of asaguf. It's like oichel nefesh. You're allowed to do that on yontif. Look the Mishnah Vayta. Bias shu moli peris. You have here a bias that's moli peris. It doesn't mean dafka a bias. It means, let's say, like some kind of chest that's full of peris. V'nifchas. And it got an opening. It broke open in the middle on Yom Kippur or on Shabbos. Noitul makam pchas. You could take out peris from there on Yom Kippur. Rameh emaf peiches l'chatchila v'noitul. Even let it break it l'chatchila to take out the peris. So it's important in the Gemara, we'll see in a second in the Gemara, that we're talking about a type of structure that's not a deraisa to be soysered. It's only derabanan, because it wasn't cemented together. It was just a bunch of bricks on each other without cement. And therefore, it's only derabanan. So the Tanakama holds you're not allowed to break it because you're not allowed to do it. It's the Rabbana on Yontif. Rameya holds, Bishim Simchas Yontif, so talking about for Yontif, we'll see in the Gemara. The Rameya says, Bishim Simchas Yontif, you're allowed to break the structure, take out the payers. Now the question is, if the Tanakama, they're not allowed to break it, so why isn't a problem Muksa? Mine said the payers were not possible to be taken out on Yontif because it's not allowed to break it. So why isn't a problem Muksa? So Rashi answers a major yisoid, and Rashi says that the only time there's an isser, a muksa machmas isser, is only if it's a deraisa diga isser. But since breaking the structure is only the rabbanon, there's no isser muksa on that. There's no isser muksa on that. That's Rashi's chiddush. Tosfos the Masechta Nifchas argues on Rashi, brings the Gemara on Shabbos. He argues, and therefore he says in the fifth wide law in Lechener Ali, the Asiyai Stoma Rab Shimon, let's say muksa. Going to Rab Shimon, who does not hold of muksa. That's why it's not muksa, because Betshim should be muksa, even by the Rabbanon should be muksa. Not like Bigel Machach Rashi Tosfos, if by the Rabbanon you have muksa. So let's see the Gemara. Tera Meir says you could break the structure. Break the Gemara Kasha, Amai, Vakasoyis Oil, you're being soyis of the oil. You're breaking oil on Shabbos, on Yontif. You now break oil on Yontif. Om Rab Nachumi Ba'adam HaShmuel, Ba'avira the Livni. We're talking about Livni is stones. Avira means that there's just masuda on top of each other without cement. Without cement, and therefore they're not attached to each other, so it's only their Rabbanon. Fred Mar Akasha, ain't he? Vamar Rav Nachman, tomorrow's going to have a Kasha now, good is only their Rabbanon, the Gesayis, and that's why it's Mutta or Simchas Yontif. But what happened to Issa Muksa? Lemaisa, the bricks are Muksa. Why? Ain't he? Vamar Rav Nachman, how do you live in the Yaisim and Yonah? If you finish a construction, the building's finished, and a few bricks lying around, Shari the Tulibo Shabsa, they're not Muksa. Why? Hol Vechazim Migzalayah, since you can use it to lie down on them and to rest on them. Shariginu, if you line them up to be used for the next project, vada aksinu. Then there's aksa, then it's muksa. So you see it's muksa here. You're going to use these bricks again. You're not finished the binyan. You put them back together. So it's hard to problem muksa because it's muksa vachsar and kiss. You want to use it to rebuild the structure. So hard to problem muksa. You're right, it's muksa. But on yomtiv, they were matter muksa because simchas yomtiv. Like, Toysis bombs, Toys fix out. Also, perish the Tiru Muksa Shemuchel Nefesh. Avaloy Beshavis. Amakanya Shreil Ritzva, Shapirish Lael. The Tiltal Muksa Tiru Vyan Shemuchel Nefesh. Tiltal Muksa is Mutu Kuzaychel Nefesh. Shiv Miskamara. So it comes down, Rameir is saying two kulas. You let it break the structure because of Eichel Nefesh, and you let it be talt of the stones because of Eichel Nefesh. Taina Mahachir, Rameir, Ema, Af Peiches, Chatil, Vnaitu, Vyantiv. Vinaitel, you let it break down the structure and take the payers. But Yontiv Amru of Leib Shabbos, Dafka on Yontiv, and not on Shabbos, again, because we're only matter the Issa Muksa Shem Eichel Nefesh, only on Yontiv, not on Shabbos. Omar Shmuel, Choshomais Shebekarka, you have a string that ties, there's a little hole in the ground, a little bar, you keep, in those days that was used as a refrigerator, the ground, and they tied it with a string, Shebekarka. Matter, you let him matter that string on Shabbos and Yontif. Why let him matter that string? The reason is because it's made to open and close every day. That's why they open the lid, by opening the string. So therefore, it's a kesha she'ina shel kayama, and it's not a kesha shel uman, and therefore it's mutter and matter it on Shabbos and Yontif. Avaloy mafgir avaloy chaytich. You can't take apart the rope or cut the rope. You can't do that. Why not? Because that's soyser. Since it's attached to the ground, this rope, it becomes like part of the ground, becomes like a binyan. And if you take apart the rope, that's soisa. But shivakelim, if you have the same thing, you have a rope holding down a lid of a keli, matir, you're allowed to untie the rope, because it's made to do every day, and you could unravel the rope, or cut the rope also, because it's not a problem of binyan, because it's a keli. There's no binyan of a keli. Echad Shabbos vechad yontiv. Shmuel says, Alacha, say on Shabbos, say on yontiv, both of them, no difference in Shabbos and yontiv. Meisvei, I'm asking a kashva of Raisa that says there is a difference between Shabbos and Yontif. Meisvei, Chesomis of a karaka, Shabbos, Matir, Avloy Mafkir, Avloy Chaytich. Chesomis in a karaka, on Shabbos, you get Matirt, but you can't be Mafkir, you can't be Chaytich. But Yontif, Matir, Mafkir, Avloy Chaytich. You even could take it apart on Yontif, even though it's attached to the ground. So you see that Yontif is more cool than the karaka, you could take apart or rip the rope, or cut the rope. Ay, it's binyan. So what's Pshat? It's not kash on Shmuel. So I say binyan, it's really soyser. I eat soyser, because anything that's binyan is soyser. So what's pshat? How do you do that on Yontif? He's saying Shabbos, you can't be Yontif, you could. What's the difference? Hamani Ramei, Doma Af Peiches Chatchil Vnoitel. Ramei holds when it comes to a soyser, the Rabbanon, which that's the case over here, it's soyser with the Rabbanon, you are allowed to. You're allowed to do it on Yontif. Why? Because from Simchas Yontif, you're allowed to do it. Because the Isra Rabbanon only, and Simchas Yontif, you're allowed to do it. Well, Pliga Rabbanon, Rabbanon argue. But no Damik Rabbanon, Shmuel Zik, I look at Rabbanon, the Mishnah, that says you're not allowed to break down the structure on Yontif. So I look at Rabbanon. Right to Marakasha, well, me Pliga Rabbanon allow. Because Thomas Shivakaka, the Rabbanon argue by Tai Utter, Brysa, Moidim Chacham Rameya. It means our Mishnah has a Chlekas Chacham Rameya, if you're allowed to break down the structure, the Chacham Moid Rameya. When it strings that tie down the lid on the karka, it means he agrees by yontif. I can ask me, what's pshat and has isn't a steer to our mishnah? And our mishnah it says you can't break down the structure. And here he says you can do soiser. So the tzlach answers that's not a steer. He says you know why? Because the chachamim are matter muksa b'shemaychal nefesh, but they're not matter muksa and soiser. Both together, they're not matter both together. Only one of them. Here it's only soiser, and that is matter. But soiser and muksa together, which is our Mishnah, has two things. It has the isser of muksa and the isser of soiser. That already, he's not matter the Rabbanon. But Kapanon, what's the kasha? Shmuel said, I'm not the Rabbanon. You see, even the Rabbanon hold, Yilari matter mafgiyah. So tomorrow, Shmuel says like different Tana. Who doma kai Tana? The Tana unta b'raisa. Choshomash shavikarka matter, avaloi mafgiyah. Choshomash shavikarka ye matter, Echad Shabbos ve'echad Yontif. It's mefurish in this brayso like Shmuel. It says Echad Shabbos ve'echad Yontif. You only can be matir it, but you can't unravel the rope or chaytech rope. Why not? Could soiser and even on Yontif it's also say. See, there is a rabbanon like that. Is a rabbanon like that, and that's what Shmuel is going like. And the brayso goes further. V'shebekli b'Shabbos matir v'lo mafkiv lo chaytech. On a kli, b'Shabbos, you can matir, but not mafkir, not chaytech. B'yomtiv, matir, mafkir, chaytech. You can untie it and unravel it and cut it. So, terastal chareish, he answered the reisha, now we understand Pshat and Shmuel. But there's another problem now. We just ran to another problem. This Brisa says that by kelim, you can mafkir and can be chaytech on Shabbos. We had before, Shmuel said that kelim is no soiser, and therefore you could do it. Could mafkir, chaytech. So now you ran to a new problem on Shmuel. What's Pshat over here? El Sefer Kasha, the Sefer that says that the Kli, Shabbos Matar, Vlam Efkir Lechaytich. So, what's behind the Sefer? So the Gemara answer is, Homani Rav Nechemya. That is a Shita of the Tana Rav Nechemya. Rav Nechemya holds that all Kelim are Muksa on Shabbos. All Kelim are Muksa on Shabbos, besides for using for that use. For example, you want to use a spoon to sweep the table off. It's also to do. You now bring a spoon or a knife, let's say, to sweep the table. According to Rav Nechemya, it's muksa. You only use a knife to cut meat. You only use a spoon to eat yogurt. That's it. You can't eat soup. You can't use anything else. So that's what Rav Nechemya holds. El Sef Bekash, Amani Rav Nechemya, the Amma call a Kalim in a Talma Derech Lashvisham. You only have a Tal Tekem Derech Lashvisham. So what's the problem? So here, how are you going to unravel Chaytuch the rope? You need a knife. You can't bring a knife. It's muksa. So Shmuel says, Avada, I'm right. That it's not a problem because ain't binyan v'kelim, so there's no steer v'kelim and steer v'kelim, and therefore it's mutter to do on the zichr mutter to do on yontif or and on Shabbos, mutter even on Shabbos. Are you asking me that says over here that on Shabbos you can't do it? So Teres is going according to Rav Nechemya. Rav Nechemya holds you now I'm a tal to any kelim el derech tashvisha. Back to Rav Nechemya, ma'ir Shabbos v'li yontif nami. Then yontif also be muksa. V'chitay m'shayin Rav Nechemya shvus Shabbos shvus yontif. Maybe a yontif doesn't hold it as type of muksa. I'll show you mafurish that he holds this muksa even yontif. But Tony Chada, there's three brises. But Tony Chada, one brise says masikim bekelim, they masikim shiv bekelim. You're allowed to take utensils and use it for fuel because they're a keli. It's not muksa, but you can't use shiv bekelim because that's muksa. That's one brise. V'tanya idach masikim beim bekelim beim shiv bekelim. You're allowed to make burn a fuel on yontif. Say kelim, say entire utensils, and say broken utensils. The third Brisa says, no, now obviously we're talking about Yontif over here, because on Shabbos you can't make a fire. And there's three different Brises. So what's Pshat in the Brisa? And the Gemara answers, in the Shabbos, like Kasha, Horav Yudah, Horav Shimon Rav Nechemya. The Brisa that says, that's Rav Yudah. Kalim are not Muksa, but Shiv Kalim are Muksa, because it's Doilat. Because now it became into fuel, until now it was a Kalim. So that's Rav Yudah. The next price says, Yiladim Asikim, Bein Mekelim, Shiv Kelim. Who's that? That's Rav Shimon. Holds no issue on Muksa. The third price says, Ein Asikim, Loi Bekelim, Shiv Kelim. Neither one. You can't use a regular Keli. It's a good Keli, good pot, wooden pot. You can't use it. Why not? Because Rav Nechemya. So what do you see? Rav Nechemya asers to metal to a Keli that's not for its use, even on Yom Tov. So now it's back Shver. How do you say Mishnah on the Braisa over here that there's a difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov? It's called Rav Chemya. Rav Chemya is not Machalik Shabbos and Yom Tov. So tomorrow you're right. Good Kasha. Trade to Noya Libra Rav Chemya. There is a Tana, I guess, who holds that fear of Rav Chemya is different to Shabbos and Yom Tov, and that will be this Braisa over here. It's Machalik Shabbos and Yom Tov. Trade to Noya Libra Rav Chemya.